Welcome to today's stillness practice. I invite you to come into a space where you can be alone, find quiet, and also comfort. If you would like, this practice can be done seated or lying down. The overall goal is for you to simply find stillness. So seek whatever is going to make that most possible for you and your outcome. I would like to begin today's practice with a quote from Anne LeClaire. Silence is not an absence, but a presence. Make time for it each day. Today, we are going to make time for silence. For I firmly believe that when we take time to be in stillness, or what I like to refer to as the gap, we can find the answers that we need. So go ahead, come into your comfortable position, and let's begin. I would like for you to first notice your breath. Notice that breath coming in through your nostrils. Feel it expand your chest, your ribs, your abdomen. And then allow the breath to leave the body through the nose or through the mouth, and notice how things follow. Falling of the belly, falling of the ribs, falling of the chest. I want you to keep your breath very natural to your pace, but just notice it and how it's impacting your body. If you feel yourself drifting off, it's okay. Just keep coming back to your breath and noticing how your body changes with every inhale. Notice how your body surrenders with every exhale. Just keep the rhythm of your breath moving and come back to it often. When we are faced with a difficult emotion, we often seek ways to change how we feel, trying to outthink the emotional experience or putting our attention elsewhere. Attending these moments with mindfulness requires some patience and compassion. By caring for the painful experience, you can allow yourself to feel it and see it with clarity. This exercise will help you begin with the difficult rather than pushing it away. Start this practice when you're experiencing something difficult. It can be an emotional experience, such as sorrow, a mental experience, like feeling you're running out of time, or an external experience, like a stressful interaction with a loved one, or any other difficulty you face during your day. When you notice that you're having a difficult moment, bring your awareness into it. The experience, instead of pushing it away or resisting, begin turning toward it. remember that being in silence can help create emphasis on the things that matter to you. It can help you seek emotion that you need to pull you forward into circumstance. It can help you remove clutter so that you can begin to see and feel clarity. Silence is a very good place to be. Slowly begin to bring your awareness back into the space and notice how you feel. Where is the energy in your body? Where are the thoughts in your mind? Allow yourself to experience a handful more of intentional breaths, flooding your body with clarity, flooding your mind with purpose, and allowing yourself to take action on the things that matter to you in this moment. You can slowly begin to wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. Take one more full deep breath in. And as you exhale, open up your eyes. Please come back to this practice as often as you see fit. It is here for you. And every time you take time to explore this practice, you will discover something new, something worthwhile, something that will propel you towards the things that you desire in your life. Thank you for sharing this time with me.